Your building needs.
Lincoln. Welcome back into your Tilton Enterprises postgame report on KGFW as we are joined by head coach for the Kearney boys basketball program, Drake Bronick. Coach, congratulations. 10 wins on the season. Comes in a very heartfelt contest, a tough contest here in the Metro. Man, you guys had to go up against a stampede of the Bryan Bears offensive attack, but you scored more than they did, and that's how you win the contest.
Yeah, I'm not that smart, but I think that's how it goes. So, just a gritty performance by our kids. I thought we did a better job of getting guys in and out in the first half to allow them to be a little fresher in the second half. And obviously, we came out and improved that a little bit and played. I think that's the first second half we've won in quite a while. And so we've been fortunate to win some games where we had some leads. But we challenged our kids before the game. Hey, let's go win a second half. And so it doesn't matter if you win it by 3, 4, 10, 15. It all counts the same. And so it was nice to get out there and play well. For four quarters.
A couple of personal records broken in this contest as Ben Johnson ends with 28, new career high for him. This felt like the coming out party. He was on the road facing a tough crowd, especially down here on this side of the floor shooting free throws. Man, did he show out, especially with a slower first quarter for Ben, only 5 points, but ending with 23 in those next three quarters. Man, did he play well.
Yeah, he did. And I mean, if you pay attention closely, I think you can just see his confidence climbing as we've been going here. And so super proud of him. He knocked down some big ones. Still got to understand the game a little bit late there, where I know we got it going, but maybe a few times we got a 5 minutes ago and heat check and 34 seconds on the shot clock. But the problem is everybody, including me, thought it was going in. And so just super proud of him. Does a nice job of coming back and getting defensive rebounds. Just fun to see him get a little more comfortable. And like you said, I mean, Brian's got a good team. A lot of those kids are the same age as him, and they definitely had a little cheering section going against him. And it's fun to see him step up like he did.
There was a brief moment in there, too, and it's obviously a highlight of the contest, but the third quarter buzzer beater by Ben. I give credit to your team as well because they let a score down with about 3 seconds to go. Could have just let the time run out as we usually see at the end of the quarter there, but instead pushed the pace. Ben got the ball out of that inbounds, moved towards half court, gave himself an opportunity, and knocked down a big shot that gave you momentum.
Well, our teachers must be doing a good job at Kearney High because they're smart enough to find our best half-court shooter, and Ben was just standing there. And like you said, anytime you take momentum into a quarter, we're able to stretch that thing to 61, and then you saw what he did in the fourth quarter, or 10-point lead, I'm sorry. He got to 61, had a 10-point lead because of that momentum in the quarter, and you saw the opposite thing happen on Thursday night where two times Lincoln East took momentum into the quarter and the half. You know, in the second half, we allowed a bucket, and then into the third quarter, we allowed a bucket when it was a four-point game, and it got to 6, and they come out, and it gets to 10. And so we kind of did the same thing here. And it was just, you know, to see guys go to the free throw line, calm, cool, and collected like they were, and just knock down some shots. That's how we've got to play in order to beat the pretty good teams on our schedule. And like I said, I mean, these guys have beat some decent teams, and they're definitely not juggernauts by any means. They might be eventually in a year or two, and even at the end of the year. But they're a team that we were afraid of coming down here. It's a tough place to win and tough place to play.
As you mentioned, the little details really rang important today. No free throws missed in those final three quarters by the Bearcats as Kearney wins at 76-69 over Omaha Bryan. And, you know, the Bears, as we mentioned, put out an offensive flurry through those four quarters. You had to withstand a 22 and 21 third and fourth quarter, respectively, scoring 24 and 21 in the second half yourself. Wanted to give an individual accolade as well. Jack Dahlgren today passed the top 15 mark. He's now 15th overall in all-time scoring. He passed, I believe, Steve Curtis at 600 points even. So he's now officially on that record book, 20 points today. It was another Jack Dahlgren special.
Yeah, and he's just so patient around the rim. He's so hard to guard because he's able to get by guys. Obviously, he's a little bit quicker than he looks. He's got great strength and length with his steps. And then he just is patient and confident around the rim with that little float game and up and under. And so he's just a hard guy to guard. And, we just, as the year's been going, they're coming over and talking to us a little bit more as a staff. Hey, what should we do? What do we need to do? And so just to see that growth by those guys is just really cool.
6 days until your next game. You get a little bit of a reprieve as well and more time to build some confidence with this team. What's the expectation moving into Norfolk?
Well, I mean, we just got to keep getting better. And, Norfolk's a good team, and they can shoot it. If we allow them to make shots, they get funky, man. And so We got to be ready to rock and roll. And then you get into the heart of beating some Lincoln teams. And, you know, these guys are pretty similar to some of the Lincoln teams that we'll play. They've got length. They've got guys that can get downhill. Lincoln guys might have a little bit better guard play at times. So, you know, it's just one of those things where the season's not even close to over, man. And so we just got to keep grinding, keep getting better, keep building, and see where we can take this ship, man.
You're at 10 wins now, 10-4 on the season, feeling good. Coach, thanks for joining us in the postgame report. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Yeah, you bet. I was up here a little quicker this time.
That's okay. Easier postgame speech this time, right?
You bet.
That was head coach Drake Baronic joining us in the postgame report, brought to you by Tillotson Enterprises. Taking care of your building needs, visit trusttillotson.com. Let's run through that score sheet quickly as Ben Johnson ends the game with leading all scorers 28 points as an all-time career high for Johnson in his 2 years of varsity play. Congratulations to Ben, the 28 points on the day today. Jack Dahlgren, 20 points comes from his side, 13 points by Asher Endorf, 9 added by Lee, and 3 coming from Colt Straka. Contribute to Kearney's 76 points, scoring 15, 16, 24, and 21 in the four quarters, respectively. On the opposite side, for Brian, 16 points came from Martin. He hit a couple of deep threes, but none in the fourth quarter. 17 points added by Bynum, 13 added by Tutt, 12 coming from McCullough, 4 added by Jackson, 5 coming from Darnell, and 2 added by Rylan Rodriguez, lead to Brian's 16, 10, 22, and 21 first through fourth quarters as Brian falls 76-69 at home. The Bears drop to 5-6 on the season, while the Bearcats improve to 10-4. Omaha Brian will take on Omaha South next week on Friday night and then return home to take on Omaha Westview on Saturday afternoon, while the Bearcats have one contest next week for the first time this season, battling Norfolk at home Friday night. We'll have the game for you on KGFW. Kearney High girls basketball takes on Bellevue West. Hopefully you can make your trip out to Kearney High School this afternoon. Their tip-off is about 30 minutes away, so make sure you're heading over to Kearney High cheering on the Bearcats in their matchup with the Metro Conference champion Bellevue West Thunderbirds. That'll do it for our broadcast today. Kearney improves to 10-4 on the season, 76-69 over Omaha Bryan. This has been a production of KGFW Sports. I'm Austin Jacobson for Ashley Laurier in our downtown Kearney studios, wishing you a great rest of your Saturday and a great rest